Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitorf. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. May moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Otis throws the ball into May who tags May who's trying to score from second, for the out. Egan moves to second. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Egan moves to third. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Egan scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonson moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Oliver moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive towards short. Floyd catches it and throws to second to double up Allen. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall scores. Rojas moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella is hit by the pitch. Rojas moves to third. Otis moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonson bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0 for 1 in the game. Splittorff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schall is hit by the pitch. Splittorff moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Floyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from May and he is safe. Allen steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Rich Gossage now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis scores. Mayberry moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Oliver moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Egan forces the runner at the plate and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Dal Canton now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Rich Gossage. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from May and he is out, Floyd applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Orton now playing shortstop. Steve Keeley now pitching. Bruce Dal Canton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dal Canton is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Qualls pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Horta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. 1 out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalcanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.